Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Josh, and I'm here with Ben Challey.
Hey, everybody.
And he's a guest with us today. Scott is out right now, and as you may have noticed, we've got the B team preaching post-Thanksgiving. So Scott started out our Advent series, and then we had Jason Miller last Sunday, and then Sunday before last, and then this past week we got Ben.
Yeah.
And then I'm preaching this week, as well as Christmas Eve service.
Yeah,
want to plug Christmas Eve service for a minute. If you haven't been before, at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve, we got a choir, we got a full band, we sing a lot of Christmas carols. It's a very lively event. There's no child care, but like we want the kids in there. We want to make a noise. We want them singing. It's very lively. Lots of fun.
Personally, I'm hoping for Go Tell It on the Mountain. That's one of my favorites every Christmas year.
That's right. You got to have like the rockin' Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Yeah,
it's a big deal. And then you know, Christmas is coming. What's your favorite Christmas movie? Like, what's your go to? You made some Christmas movie references in your sermon.
Yes, there were five of them. So if you go back and listen, you can get your Christmas movie bingo card out and check those off. But I'd say my favorite Christmas movie is probably It's a Wonderful Life. Although some people may think it's a New Year's thing. We had an argument
about that in staff meeting today,
Yeah, some people think it's a New Year's movie, but it all happens on Christmas Eve. So
yeah,
It's a Wonderful Life, close second, White Christmas. I've really enjoyed that one this year.
Nice, nice. I've been an Elf guy for a long time.
You know, that
came out when I was maybe a junior in college, and it was kind of an instant classic.
That's probably the most quotable Christmas movie.
For sure, I know that movie really well.
Yeah,
that's the one like we decorate the tree and then we watch Elf. That's what we do with my family. So
that was a Christmas Eve special for us for a really long time. We put on Elf after get everything settled for Christmas Eve. So
awesome. Well, continuing on in the Advent series, great job on Sunday. Why don't you give us a little overview of your sermon?
Yeah, so it really was broken down into two parts. We saw Mary went to visit Elizabeth, and through that relationship, through the circumstances of John's birth, and through the words that Elizabeth spoke, God revealed himself to Mary. And we just saw the Lord step into this situation and affirm his promise to Mary. So following in what Jason had preached, Mary received that promise and responded in faith by going, and the Lord confirmed that promise. And then we saw in the second part, after God revealed himself, how Mary responded in faith. And it was this awesome song. And there was a Elf quote in there, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. But Mary responds in song as a result of her faith. And so it was one of these passages where I had read it before, but having the opportunity to preach through it, it was just amazing to see God's faithfulness on display even before the manger and all of the things that we think about in Luke chapter 2 that are coming up, how God was orchestrating the events of this Christmas story to bring about his glory and to show us his heart for his people as well.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And then you had three big application points at the end. I think you had pick up your Bible.
Yes. Three P's.
Yeah. What, it was three P's?
It was three P's. Oh, man. Let's see.
Okay. All right. P, pick up your Bible, place yourself in God's story, and pray.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, he made a hand signal to me. I didn't have that one written down. Okay.
Yeah.
The one thing that we thought might be good to zero in on is this idea. Scott hit on this in a previous sermon not too long ago, but this idea of placing yourself in God's story. I think he hit this when we were talking about Stephen.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, before we got into the Advent series. And Stephen does that in sort of like biblical history. He goes all the way back to Abraham, I think, and traces his way. But tell us a little bit about that. Like, if I'm trying to use that second application point, I'm placing myself. What does that mean? What am I doing?
Yeah. So you see that right at the end of Mary's song. It says he helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. And so Mary was treasuring all of these things in her heart, and she was aware of how God was using her as part of the story. And I think that comes from really being invested and seeking God where he promises to be found and living a life that is in the context of relationships and a life that is invested in growing in faith. Because when we're participating in the ministry of the church, when we're participating in fellowship with believers, we begin to see how God is using us. And we mm-hmm. begin to see this ministry of the church like we see in Acts very clearly, how they were gathering together for the purpose of fellowship, teaching, breaking of bread. They were participating in what God had given them in the ministry of the church. And so placing yourself in God's story is reading the word, seeing how God's work is still happening today. Mm-hmm. God is still working through the Holy Spirit. God is still working through his church. And so when we are in Christ, we have the ability and the privilege to be his hands and feet here at Grace Community Church when we gather together on Sunday, but also throughout the week. And so just looking at the example of Mary here, of she was evaluating the circumstances, the situation that she was in, and seeing how it connected to this is the promised Messiah. This is, she was the next one up to respond in faith. Mm-hmm. And today we still have we have the word, we have the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and God is calling us to respond in faith. So we have the opportunity to place ourselves in the story by walking in obedience for what God has placed for us today.
Okay. And it sounds like a lot of that, what you're saying, has to do with our belonging to the church. Like mm-hmm. we're the people of God.
Yeah.
So we function within the people of God. That's how we fit into the story. Which I think fits really well with part of the other part of your sermon at the beginning had to do with God revealing himself through the context of relationship.
Yeah.
So let's just kind of like hash that out a little bit further. How can you either be looking for God working through your relationships with other people, as a ministry to yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then also like how can you be on the lookout for being an instrument used by God in the life of another person
yeah.
in a relationship?
Yeah, I would say the first thing is the grace term, so to speak. Just show up,
right?
Be invested in those relationships. Understand that God is using other people and their circumstances to help sanctify you, and then you can also be a tool that God uses to build up the faith of somebody else. And so that comes from being aware of how God works and going to his word and seeing how he's revealed himself. Mm-hmm. Mary did that by seeing how God had displayed his faithfulness throughout history. And so mm-hmm. she was able to go back to the promises of God and say, I believe these promises because of who God is.
Yep.
And when we understand who God is and how he works, then we begin to see those pieces fall together in our relationships. And so just showing up is the first thing. Then understanding who God is and how he works is the second thing. And then just walking in it daily, taking time in our season today. I know I opened the sermon with taking a moment to pause and to breathe. And in our culture, and especially in this season, we can have so many events that we never take time to just step back and evaluate what is happening in my life right now. Not just the yeah. X's and O's of the current situation, but who's come into my life? How am I building this person up in the Lord? How are they investing in my life? And really taking time to evaluate and see how God is working. When I first started on a church staff, a pastor who was mentoring me gave me a great piece of advice for how to determine like what kind of ministries should we be doing as the church. And he said, look to see where God is working and then join in on that work. Mm. And I think that's really what we're called to do as believers is to have a sober mindedness, just a patient spirit waiting to see where God is working and then join in that work as well.
Mm. That's great. I think another thing that comes to mind would just be, this is real down in the weeds practical, mm-hmm. But like you show up on a Sunday morning and you say, I want to be of use
yeah.
here. Sometimes it can be just as simple as talking to the people around you.
Yes.
You know, like we don't have the greeting time anymore. That precedes you then. But we used to have a time when, you know, we like force everybody to turn around and say hi to people
yeah.
and greet and all that. Some people love that and are sad that we don't do it anymore. And some people are like, mm-hmm. praise the Lord, that's over with. But either way, like talking to the people that are near you and asking some questions Just taking the time to get to know what's going on in somebody's life. You know, if you think about it, like Elizabeth and Mary, you know, Elizabeth walks up, Mary, I would assume, is obviously pregnant at this point. I don't know whether Elizabeth knew beforehand or not, but she shows up, she's now pregnant. And then she has, John has a response within her, and then she speaks out of that. Well, we don't necessarily aren't going to live in like the, you have some kind of like majorly supernatural indication of something going on, but you can know what's going on in someone's life. It just requires you to ask a question.
Yeah.
And I think that if we take the time to get to know one another, at least what's going on in the immediate moment, it gives an opportunity to be encouraging.
Yeah.
Even if it's just, you know, some people might say, well, I don't know that I want to get into that because I wouldn't know what to say if somebody gives me something hard. But I think one of the things that I've seen from many people at our church is just that they will stop and pray.
Yeah.
And even if they don't have a really smart, you know, inspirational thing to say in the moment that's really going to pick them up and get them, the stopping and praying is an expression of love and care. And then the follow-up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think one of the most basic ways, you know, we can be of use to one another in the congregation, that the Lord can use us, is just to know one another and then be ready to care, whether that's a word of encouragement or a phone call follow-up later or a prayer right in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We can be doing that work and building one another up that way.
Yeah, and you know, community groups is one of the areas that I look at a lot with my role here at Grace. And so that's what we talk about all the time, is mutual discipleship and member-to-member care that happens in the context of a small group that's intentionally gathering together for the purpose of getting to know one another and growing together through that process of mutual discipleship. And I think that comes with proximity and it comes with intentionality. So being close together, taking the time to get to know what's going on in that person's life, and then just being open to see how you can be a blessing to that person. And when you're doing that for one person and then they're doing that for you as well, it's a beautiful thing. And you see how the Lord works through that, like we did in this passage.
Yeah. I think that's great. You know, it can be really tempting, I think, to treat Sunday morning like a spectator sport. Mm-hmm. You just kind of come in and you find your seat and you watch what's going on the stage and you just kind of walk out and not really having interacted. And like the word for that we get for church in the New Testament literally means gathering. Like it's like people. It's not like it's not solely a content you absorb. It's a community that you live in and you serve within. And so, yeah, I think coming ready to serve, getting in deep in those relationships, that's all super important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. Well, yeah, it was a wonderful Sunday. And, you know, everybody out there listening, we're going to continue on in the Advent. We'll get this Sunday, we're going to be in Luke chapter 2. We're going to hear the birth narrative and then a little more from Luke chapter 2 on our Christmas Eve service. Again, we'll encourage you to be there.
I got to ask, how many, do you have any movie references planned or?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'll have to think through that.
Nothing yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I did movie references. Maybe you do song references.
There we go. Just see how many Christmas carols I can fit in there. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you on Sunday.